All right, it is the Bad Radio program. We have officially announced on the air that Blake, the ticket, longtime ticket engineer Blake.
Was he?
Is our new
producer. That's us.
Come on.
So we have Dan and Jake and Blake. And, of course, Julie and Mino. They are in their respective places here. And before we get on to Cowboy news and NFL news, which is pretty big, they've definitely got the sports world to themselves, as MLB has sent everybody home. The NHL has actually said, they've said people can leave, right, Julie?
Yeah, they can go back to their homes, whether that's Canada or Europe or whatever.
But when they get there, they have to stay, right?
They have to quarantine there, yeah. Yes.
Interesting tactic. Because I know Cuban's tactic is you're all staying here.
For now, that's what. But that he told us that, what, 4 or 5 days ago.
Which is a lifetime ago.
Right.
Things keep changing and changing. And, you know, I don't know about you, but my mind at home went through many different iterations. And I'm just looking at news and, you know, you're seeing this and that and... Some are scary things, and some are calm down type things. And one of the things that really calmed me down over the weekend, or as I was trying to, you know, funnel everything together last night, think about, all right, what are we going to do on a radio show? As we're, you know, our funny punchline as I'm talking to any relatives or whatever is, as they're telling me how their hardships, I say, yeah, well, try to do a sports radio show right now, as every sport is shut down. And then they all agree, I've got it a lot more difficult than most people do in this country.
Mail, sports gone, it doesn't get worse.
There's a meme going around, and
Mimi.
It made me kind of think. It just says, your grandparents were called to war. You're being called to sit on a couch. You can do this. With little flexing arm emoji. With that, and I was just thinking, look, it's called the way it is. And I'll tell you what, I'm a little tired about all these World War II vets telling us how great their generation is and complaining that the millennials or the Gen Xers or I guess now the Zoomers can't handle adversity. They're right. We can do this. Come on. You're going to remember this forever. It's a major, major situation that we're going through here. And we're just at the beginning. You know, it's kind of a fat guy saying, I got to lose 80 pounds and I'm starting today. Hmm. So it's very difficult to look at a big hill like that. You know, but what, the alcoholics one day at a time or all that? This is not the biggest hardship anybody has ever faced in the world.
No.
To quarantine and to not, you know, to social distance and all that kind of stuff. And it feels to me like, as a society, through no real fault of our own, we're amazingly prepared for this. We have FaceTime. We're locked into our computers. Our kids are locked onto their phone. Not just the kids. Everybody's locked onto their phone, right? Can't have the wife sit through an entire TV show without playing a brick lay or whatever the stupid game she likes to play on her phone. You know, it's, I don't know that we're mentally prepared to go through what, you know, is considered to be hardships, but come on. I mean, I was just giving myself a rah-rah speech last night to myself. Somehow my voice in my head sounds like Kenny Powers, who's saying, this is America, and I'm an American, damn it, and we're going to F this thing up. Or, you know, I'm looking at the stats with Italy versus the USA, and Italy after day 14, and the USA after day 14. And this is why they're forcing us into these quarantines, and governments are shutting down restaurants and stuff. They're saying, look, we're suggesting that you guys self-quarantine, and you're still gathering in giant groups. Now we got to tell you to do it. And they're trying to cut that number down for so we can start beating Italy. Their deaths and sicknesses are rising, and we're kind of at the very same rate. We got a lot more people here. So if we continue at this rate, it's going to be tons. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, what they call flattening the curve. And that's, I also think that's now like a...
That's a buzzword
now. It's a thing that you're going to remember in your mind forever, maybe like where's the beef or I've fallen and I can't get up or but those are more comical, but you're going to remember flattening the curve for sure. Like, I guess if you lived through the space shuttle, it was, well, now I forgot it, so I've just ruined my point, but it was the tiles that they used to, I don't know, something back then was a big buzzword. But my point is, this ain't, it's a big deal in that it's shutting things down and turning our lives upside down, but it's not a big deal as to if your brother was sent away and five kids on your block are actually dead and having funerals like Vietnam. Or am I wrong?
You're not like, wrong. I think like, it's the right way to look at it. I just, to me...
Let's just sack up. Let's man up.
For sure. And you're right. It, if you were... But it's perspective, right? And if what you're used to... if it's really just about how different what you're asked to do is from what you're used to doing. And I'll tell you from my standpoint, we may be uniquely equipped to handle it with the technology that we have, but I need to get away from that phone tonight. Well, I think when I leave here today,
you're saying get away from the news and the Twitter.
Yeah, and it ain't going to be great for our job because you feel like you want to be as locked in as possible. But I'm disappointed with myself for how much I was on my phone this weekend because at some point I'm craving news,
right,
and updates. And is it better? Is it worse? And it really started to drive me insane this weekend. And I got away from it from a couple hours yesterday afternoon. But we all already talk about how we kind of, without even, we blinked and all of a sudden we're all addicted to technology and that might not be good for us. And I've told you before that my wife and I will try to have a little 2-hour window at night, maybe even an hour and a half, where neither one of us have our phone out. We don't let the kids see the phone because yes, at 1 year already, a child sees a phone, wants it, and if you take it from them, they'll throw a fit. It's disgusting. But for me, I already feel like I'm too wrapped up in constantly needing to be entertained or have information in front of me. And now, void of really anything else to do, I'm slipping way too hard into it. And I can feel it affecting me, you know, mentally or spiritually.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't feel good about it. So
no, I was back and forth messed up and good and... But I'm telling you, this is how I wrapped up my weekend. But one of my notes was to myself, I write a lot of stuff down, and that helps me think it out.
The problem is that a lot of times when I write stuff down, I do it on my phone. And now I got my notes app here,
I use pen and paper.
Yeah, that's
because
very
smart. Because I'm an old. But one of the things I wrote down is I kind of have to keep off the news. Like, I'm aware of the news in a somewhat timely fashion, but there's no reason to just be locked in and ingesting it all the time, and especially with what we do, because we are generally an entertainment outlet and an escape from real news. It's just now that we, like we said last week, the real news has infiltrated our world. It's, you know, real stuff has said you have to stop your silly world. You can't sit and just watch games and pretend like that matters. You know, so it's a weird tightrope, I guess, that we're all walking, but I suppose I could view us as we're going to help everybody get through this, and that's pretty cool that we have a job that is deemed that worthy. You know, I like it. I like this job. I like it because it's different all the time. I've always said I like this way better than if I would have achieved my dream as a child and become a play-by-play guy for a team. Because that would have been kind of the same all the time. We can switch sport to sport. We can switch topic to topic. We can watch fun documentaries. We can, you know, handle 9/11 if it comes down. It's just kind of what we do.
To me, the coolest part of it, it's maybe you could say this about play-by-play too, although certainly I'd prefer to do this, is that there are people right now who are at home and either have their phone with the Sports Day app or their radio on, and this is helping them in some small way. And that's very cool to think about because, like, I was reading some articles about people that were in South Korea who had been through, you know, 3 weeks at home, and they all said, I was not prepared for how much this would affect my mental health. And I know that you guys were talking about this a little bit, Julie, with Norm and Donovan and Saroy, but, I mean, I sat down with Kristen and was like, hey, we don't have to be like around each other all the time just because we're both home. I think I'm the type of person, I think it's better to have conversations about things that might be difficult before they get there, so that you've established some sort of, okay, this is what we're going to do. Like, I'll take the kid for a little bit, or you take the kid for a little bit. But if we're forced to be here, except for the 3 hours I'm on the air all the time, S is going to get sideways on us quick. Most people are not built to just sit there with the same person and a child all day, every day. So I think we help, but I also think people have to sort of, in their own life, set up boundaries. And I do think the journaling thing, I think, is helpful. Just ways to keep yourself relatively sane. And for me, just staring at Twitter for 8 straight hours, that ain't it.
No, I would think having the baby at the age you have,
it's perfect,
is awesome, because that's, my kids are not oblivious to what's going on, and they're also teen angst complainers. So they're
more at 210.
Right. At least at this point, it's, you know, a little more rough, but they've got to get the rah-rah speech as well that I invented in Kenny Powers' voice in my head late last night. But
a year is perfect, man.
Because now she's crawling, right?
Oh, yeah. And
walking.
Almost walking. If she were 3 or 4 months, I would be terrified.
But she's oblivious to everything, and she just knows.
Happy all the time.
Love and
just laughing.
Putting the block in the block thing, or the ball in the little baby hoop or something. Or,
yeah.
Those are great times.
It's really cool.
And I used to just stare at my kid like a scientist doing an experiment. Like, just sit and watch her. There's no nature show or any documentary that is as good as just sitting and watching your kid work your way around the room and picking this up and putting it in her mouth and doing whatever. And
dude, I said that exact thing to Kristen yesterday. Like, I was just staring at her, and she had just picked up a cup, you know, she's drinking water out of it. And I'm like, this is the best version of planet Earth ever.
Picking up the colander stuff and putting it on her head.
Yeah.
Banging a pot.
I'm like, just look at the stuff she can do that we didn't really have to teach her. And so now when I'm at home, I pretty much just watch her, and I'm like doing David Attenborough voice in my head.
I'll tell you one.
Fascinating in its own little habitat.
One little gay thing,
yeah, I'm
too.
I'm smoking weed watching my dog.
And I'll say a thing that could be interpreted as gay if you don't have kids, because I remember Reiner would say something about his daughter, and I'd think, what a queen. And then you have a daughter, and you're like, oh, okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah.
The way it is. It's a circle of life. But do as much. Video the mundane. Don't video birthday parties or whatever. Just, I mean, video all that, too. But you, like, there's nothing better than the 20-minute video of them just tooling around on, like we just described. And then watch it when you're my age and then cry, because you like to cry, you know. But it's really cool just to video that stuff that you are staring at and you think is really cool and better than a nature show. Just train that video on her for 20 minutes straight, and then don't do it again for a while. You know, whatever. But I'm just saying, you'll look back at those way better than you look back at the family get together or where you, the obvious video things.
That makes sense.
That's my little parenting advice for today.
And we'll get back into kids and how they're handling this, maybe particularly teens at 210. But coming up next, there is sports news. How did the Cowboys misplay their hand this poorly?